Merhaba from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 27th of May, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Sunday, the 25th, Özgür Özel, the leader of the main opposition, the Republican People's Party, or CHP, responded to President Erdogan's recent accusation that he acted as a, quote, messenger for a criminal organization, end quote, amid an ongoing investigation into alleged corruption within the Istanbul municipality. Referring to his support for the municipality, Özel countered by describing himself as a, quote, dove of peace, end quote, emphasizing his commitment to unity and brotherhood. He made these remarks at a CHP rally in the northwestern city of Bursa, part of the Protect the National Will campaign, calling for early elections and freedom for Ekrem İmamoğlu, the suspended Istanbul mayor and the CHP's presidential candidate. Speaking of İmamoğlu this week, the Istanbul Chief Prosecutor's Office banned images and videos of him from being displayed on city-run buildings and transit spaces. Upon this, on Sunday the 25th, İzzet Özgenç, a former legal advisor to President Erdogan, criticized the order, saying the prosecutor's office had no authority to enforce such a ban. He reminded the public that İmamoğlu still officially holds the mayoral title despite being in detention. The ban added to rising tensions between the government and opposition, which critics calling it politically motivated. Özgenç's comments gave legal weight to those concerns and pushed the debate further into the spotlight. Meanwhile, on Friday the 23rd, authorities launched a fourth wave of corruption raids targeting the Istanbul's municipality. Police detained 45 people and referred them to court, while efforts to locate four missing suspects continue. The investigation centers on alleged corruption in three municipal companies: Kiptaş, the city's housing development arm, İstaş, the city's environmental management company, and the city's road maintenance department. Prosecutors accuse officials of bribery, bid rigging, organized crime, and illegal access to personal data. They suspect the municipality used these companies to channel public funds to individuals linked to Ekrem İmamoğlu's inner circle. Experts have reportedly documented detailed findings about the corruption schemes across the case files. On Monday, the 26th, a civil court held the second hearing of a lawsuit challenging the CHP's 38th Ordinary Congress, which took place in 2023. The court postponed the trial until the 30th of June and ruled that the next session will focus on investigation with the possibility of oral arguments if necessary. CHP's former Hatay mayor and several delegates filed the lawsuit accusing the party of irregularities in the party's presidential election during the Congress, where Özgür Özel won against Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. The CHP rejects these allegations. Rumors about appointing a government trustee to the CHP surfaced after the first hearing. However, party officials dismissed these allegations, calling them politically motivated attempts to interfere in the party's affairs. On Wednesday, the 21st, the Socialist International, a global alliance of socialist, social democratic, and progressive parties, opened its global council meetings in Istanbul, hosted by the CHP. The gathering brought together representatives from 115 member parties across 81 countries. Under the theme, "For the World We Deserve, Either All of Us or None of Us," the event highlighted solidarity and democratic values. The opening message reflected the CHP's pushback against attacks on democratic institutions in Turkey, including the ongoing legal pressure on İmamoğlu. Last week, we reported that tensions between India and Pakistan over Kashmir spilled into Turkey-India ties. India began a sweeping boycott of Turkish goods, flights, and academic ties, citing the country's support for Pakistan during the recent conflict. On Friday, the 23rd, the Indian government said it would review Turkish Airlines' codeshare and leasing deals with IndiGo for national security reasons while revoking the airport license for another Turkish firm, Celebi. Travel sites reported a sharp rise in cancellations. Some airlines suspended trips to Turkey. The good news for Turkey is that India holds little weight in Turkey's trade and tourism, so experts say the boycott may have limited impact. On Saturday, the 24th, the Turkish Parliament's Commission on Preventing Violence and Discrimination Against Women completed a draft report featuring 113 recommendations. The report proposes legal reforms focused on better laws, stronger coordination, and new tools to protect women. It recommended supervised case management, mental health support, and mandatory counseling during divorce. The commission also called for early warning systems using artificial intelligence to identify risk and urged the media to avoid language that normalizes violence. Members stressed the need for flexible work models, better leave policies, and stronger protections for working mothers. The final version of the report will go to Parliament after edits, including feedback from the opposition and additional suggestions. On that note about Parliament, here's what's happened there this week. On Tuesday the 27th, the General Assembly began debating a wide-ranging bill that affects the Religious Affairs Directorate. It includes annual audits of pilgrimage spending and gives the Religious Affairs High Council the power to review Quran translations. Meanwhile, the Justice Commission started reviewing a traffic bill reform bill. Drivers who harass others, follow too closely, or exit vehicles to threaten other people could face fines up to 180,000 liras, which is around $4,900 US dollars, and their licenses will be suspended for 2 months. Getting a license back may also require passing a psychological evaluation once the suspension period has ended. Finally, on Wednesday the 28th, the process to elect a new parliamentary speaker began as Nurman Kutulmuşa's term wraps up. On Tuesday the 27th, Ahmet Davutoğlu, the head of the opposition Future Party and former prime minister, said the ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, could still be the leading party in elections with over 60% support if it had followed his warnings on political ethics. He said the party lost its way and lost him in the process. He addressed the ruling bloc's recent push to change the constitution, citing progress in the economy, democracy, and rights. He left the door open to talks on it, but only if it strengthens parliamentary democracy, not political agendas, referring to speculations that AKP aims to change the unchangeable first four articles. These define Turkey as a democratic, secular, and social state ruled by law, guarantee its indivisible unity, name Turkish as the official language, and set Ankara as the capital. On Sunday, the 25th, new data showed peer violence among students surged by over 50% in just 1 year. The Scientific and Technological Research Council of Turkey and the Program of International Student Assessment revealed that bullying starts as early as preschool and affects nearly 1 in 4 students monthly. Sharp increases in attacks with knives worry experts, who point to family violence, social exclusion, and pandemic stress as causes. Istanbul Kotor University's psychology lab found that many violent students faced neglect or abuse at home and struggle with impulse control or empathy. The Ministry of National Education classifies bullying as a disciplinary offense with penalties ranging from warnings to school transfer. Recent cases include stabbings and group attacks, some caught on camera, highlighting the urgent need for legal action and support. On Sunday the 25th, officials reported that over 100 couples got married in the southern city of Antalya and its nearby districts, drawn by the symmetrical date 25/05/2025. An official at Antalya Municipality said that demand reached 5 times the usual rate, with couples booking months in advance. To meet the surge, the municipality opened a second wedding hall. Some couples traveled from abroad, while others waited a year after their engagement just for this day. The number of weddings even surpassed Valentine's Day, making this Sunday one of the most popular dates for tying the knot. Also on Sunday, thousands gathered in Istanbul's Sancaktepe district to celebrate 3-year-old Ali Asafdemir, who overcame leukemia after a 2-year battle. His father had invited people via social media to join them in releasing balloons, a dream Ali held during his treatment. The heartfelt call resonated widely, drawing support from across Istanbul. The event, with the support of the Sancaktepe municipality, featured a balloon-filled sky, a small concert, and a motorcycle convoy. Ali Asaf watched from the stage as hundreds of colorful balloons floated into the sky. His parents said the support gave them strength and hope for other families. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We hope you're enjoying the update. If you have any questions, ideas, or feedback, send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Hoshe Kalin.